Good morning, good evening, good afternoon from wherever you are. I hope you're keeping well. Thank you for keeping it here. Thank you for the support and the love. This is Uganda Ipolo with another episode of A Better Version of Yourself, or if you like it, A Better Version of Myself. Here we talk about everything and anything that will make us better, things that will make us grow, things that will transform our lives physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, socially, and even financially. Thank you so much for always being here and for the support. Since the last episode, the following week I was supposed to post on the breast cancer awareness. Actually had the episode already recorded and edited. I was just about to post it. Unfortunately, I got some news that disoriented me real bad. News that broke my heart, shattered my heart into pieces. I've been, I lost my grandma. She played a big role in my life after my mom died. My mom died when I was 16, and that is in the year 2003. 2002. I know now you're calculating my age. Anywho, you're allowed. I'm not ashamed of how old I am. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with telling people how old I am. So she my mom passed on when I was in 2003. So my grandmother and my aunt, who took me in after that, have been playing a big role in my life. And that week she passed on, it's the same week my husband and I had planned to travel with the kids to just go see her and spend time with her because she was not feeling well. And it had been a while with the corona and all these things. So yeah, we just felt that it was time to go pay her a visit. And the same week is the week I received the news that she's passed away. The month of November has not been a very good one for me. It was not easy. It broke my heart. It disoriented me. I couldn't function. But then again, yeah, we just planned the burial. And we thank God. I thank God that all went well. She was almost hitting 90. Yeah, she was old. She was old. So we buried her. But then now I'm just worried about my grandfather because, yeah, you can imagine someone you've stayed with all those years. It's almost 60 plus years. Those are so many years. I'm just hoping that he'll be able to hold on a little bit longer. But it's not easy. It's not been easy. And then when I came back, I fell sick. Yeah, it was really, really sick. I think the effect with the weather, climate change, and then with the whole burial thing and the mourning process, I believe. Yeah, it took a toll on me. But hey, I'm now better. Actually, yeah, this week has been good. I'm good. I'm better. I'm feeling okay. I'm fine. And my grandmother gave birth to 10 children. 6 of them are alive. Actually, 9 girls and 1 boy. So 6 of the girls are alive. The boy and 3 girls are no more. My mom is among the 4 that are no more. So you can imagine my grandparents have so many grandchildren. Yes. But again, not so many because some of us are just born one kid. Yeah, like I was born the only child. I have some of my cousins who are born the only children. So we're not that many, but we are many. And yeah, so that's why I've been away. I've been mourning my grandma. And but I'm happy that I was able to let go and let her rest in peace and appreciate the time that we've been able to spend together. And just accept how situations are. Mourning is never easy. Grieving, you call it that. Grief and loss is never an easy journey. But as time goes by, as much as there's so much pain in what we've lost, there is also some magic in what we still have. That is one thing I've learned. And yeah, I'm enjoying the moment now. So thank you so much for being here, and I'm sorry for keeping you wondering where on earth is this lady. This lady is here. I'm fine, I'm well, physically fit, I must say that, and emotionally I'm in a good place, so I'm happy. I was able to deal with that, go for therapy, counseling, and even talk to my peer counselors, and yeah, just talk to friends and my family members, my husband. The support they've given me is amazing. I wouldn't ask for anything else. And for you guys, just knowing that I can come here and share with you experiences and information and everything means a lot. So thank you for the support that you're also giving. I really appreciate you guys. So yeah, I'll keep it that short. But yeah, see you maybe this week, maybe next week, but I'll definitely be here because now I'm okay. So take care of yourself if you're out there and you are going through grief and loss. I feel your pain, and I can imagine how that is. We all grieve differently, but don't allow yourself to get lost in it. Like I said, as much as there is so much pain in what we've lost, there is some magic in what we still have. Let us not don't get so much deep into it until you forget to share your moments and experiences, and just enjoy life with those that are still here with you, those that are looking up to you, those who care about you, those who want to see you win. Yeah, so, and if it's too much for you, please see a therapist, see a counselor, just go through the process and you'll get there, you'll be fine. As for now, till next time, take care of yourself, stay safe, corona is still there, sanitize, wash your hands, wear your mask. If you can, go get vaccinated. It's not a must if you can go. And keep it locked here. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the love. You guys are amazing. This I say from the bottom of my heart. Yeah. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Have a lovely day, evening, afternoon, a lovely week. Until next time, bye.